News with Nick. Can everyone hear me? Episode 4, August 28th, 2016. I am here, back from the autocross of the day, where I learned many new things, and a man broke all of his rods, if you know what I mean, all over the track. Gotta had a trailer come out. It's a real to-do. Thank you for all coming out this weekend. We did not do a regular show. It is a PCL-only weekend. That means that only people who pay us money or come out to the live stream will be seeing things. And speaking of the live stream, hello recording that I have just started of the News with Nick episode. Thank you for checking out the video version of the show, which you can see if you are a PCL member or if you are watching live. If you do pay and you want to see the video version, and I remembered to post it, head on over to the site and click on the episode that says News with Nick for August 28th, 2016. That is that. Guys, want to jump right into the news, or do you want to hear a headphone update? I don't know if you guys remember, on a couple of break shows ago, I said, I'm going to order these earphones from China. They're only $7, and it's free shipping from China. That sounds completely out of, way too good to be true. I'll try it. So I do. The other day, get a package at work. Oh, cool. It's the headphones. Now, sometimes what these companies do, and we've seen this, it's happened to our show. Some weird knockoff Chinese company will just write, like, phone case or something on the customs form, and you open it up, it's like 1,000 pounds of gold or something that they didn't want to claim. Anyway, so I look at it, it's like, headphones. I'm like, okay, that's the right thing. And I open it, and they're perfect. Like, they're basically the same model I wanted. They feel a little rubbery. I'm not sure how to describe it. The cable feels different than I'm used to. And also, there's one other piece, this little slidey plastic piece, and no one can see it unless you're on the video version. It's a slidey plastic piece that helps the two ends stay together, the two cables of the earphones stay together at whatever point you want them to. That's missing on these, and I don't understand why. Like, did the headphones get like 98% of the way through the production process and then some Chinese kids started smuggling them out and they're like, we're going to put them on eBay for $7 to the Americans? I don't know. Why would that one piece be missing if they were real legit headphones and they weren't in factory packaging? They were in like Ziploc bags, which is weird. Obviously, that makes more sense for shipping if you're shipping overseas because you can ship it real compact-like. But still, I'm like, what's going on? But then I very carefully examined, like, the moldings and everything, and I compared the ones I got at the store to the Chinese ones, and they all look the same. So I think it's the same model. I'm just thinking that some Chinese children smuggled them out in their pockets or their socks. Well, they don't have socks, right? They've just got moccasins. Nude Trump statue was an unpermitted erection, says the New York City Parks Department. New York City's Parks Department had a brief but memorable comment after it removed a naked statue of Donald Trump that mysteriously appeared in Union Square. Where? Square. Now, I don't know where Union Square is, but it must be in New York. The New York City Parks stand firmly against any unpermitted erection in city parks, no matter how small, the department said in a statement. Wow, that can't be real. I mean, I guess it's real, but, like, why are you saying that? Are you trying to be funny? Because you're the police and you're not funny. The statue depicted Trump, so apparently, overnight, magically, people woke up. They were like, ba 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 ba. What's the song that plays in the morning when the cock crows? The cock crows. Oh my God, that's funny. So they wake up. They're peering out their New York City windows and they go, there's a Donald Trump statue. The statue depicted Trump, the Republican presidential nominee, and a native New Yorker donning nothing but a ring and a bright yellow orange hair. Well, you don't wear your orange hair unless it's a toupee. The statue is called The Emperor Has No Balls and was created as an art collective known as Indecline. Let's click on this and see what it is. Actually, it was one of 5 identical statues that randomly popped up in cities across the U.S. on Thursday. The other 4 were found in Cleveland, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle. So, wow, they got these statues coast to coast. This must have been a multi-month planning terrorist cycle to get these statues across the country. Statue stood in Union Square for about 2 hours before it was taken away around 1 p.m. Oh, so it didn't happen in the middle of the night. It just happened at 11 a.m. if it stood for 2 hours. Unlike the statues, it is our hope that Donald Trump, our modern-day emperor of fascism and bigotry, is never installed in the most powerful political and military position in the world, Indecline said in a statement about the celebrity businessman. So what is Indecline? Oh my goodness, there's a video! There's a video. It's going to be about Donald Trump. It's a video of them making him. They're preheating an oven so they can cook Donald Trump. They're mixing up some stew. It looks like that stuff I put on mashed potatoes, gravy. Holy crap. This must have taken months. They're crafting a Donald Trump in a like XArt format. No one knows what XArt is, I hope. Please don't know that I know that. Oh, there he is. Oh, they're... I'm going to get kicked off Ustream. They were just circumcising his little microscopic penis. All right, we're going to click back to it real quick. Wow, look at this. Oh, they're crafting it. And then spray painting him. So basically, long story short, they've made a statue of Donald Trump. Let's see if we can skip ahead and see if they have a statement at the end.
We'll develop a responsible immigration policy.
This is indecline.com. So if you guys want to find out more about Indecline, just head on over. This is indecline.com. But anyway, they spent months building a Donald Trump statue, put him up in New York City, and he looks like this. He's completely naked, and he has a very small erection. The artwork clearly shows his personal bits was unveiled in Union Square. So I'm like, okay, that's pretty rude. You obviously want to make sure that everyone thinks he has a small penis, but on the other hand, it's probably bigger than Hillary's, right? I mean, I have no evidence of that, but we would think so. So whatever. Interesting art exhibit has taken hold of the U.S. With the Trumps. Let's see, what is next? Oh, the Olympics ended last Sunday. Were you guys sad about that? I certainly was. I wish the Olympics were all the time, because I could just watch them 24/7. Yeah, you guys ever watch handball? So the thing about the Olympics is you get to watch these sports that you never even knew existed. So handball is this sport. It's the cross between lacrosse, soccer, and like basketball, maybe? Because you're running around a court. It's mostly lacrosse and basketball, I guess. You're running around a court and you're trying to throw a ball into a net. And part of handball is the free throw or like the penalty shot. And one of the strategies to the penalty shot is to hold the ball and then you fall forward so that you get closer to the goal. And while you're falling forward, you do the most ridiculous dance you can imagine to try to throw off the goalkeeper. And then you throw it into the net. It's very funny. Now, people in America, we would never play handball because Americans can't stand to look that stupid. For example, basketball. Think of basketball and the free throw. It's statistically proven. I heard this. I'm the best at hearing things. I'm Donald Trump. It's statistically proven that the highest accuracy shot is throwing the ball underhand, like with both hands, through your legs, like you're an old grandmother if you're doing free throws. But NBAers refuse to look that stupid, so they take a regular free throw that has a lower probability of hitting just because they don't want to look so stupid. Nobody in America would play handball because it looks so dumb. And here's the other thing. This Michael Phelps has got like 5 medals just because he can swim different strokes. In track and field, they need to have skipping, right? They've got to have running, they've got to have skipping, and they've got to have like backwards running or something. Like backstroke, backwards running. Why wouldn't you have the backwards 100 meter? I want to see how fast a man can run 100 meters backwards. Tom Vandersire says, play the video of the race walker pooping himself. I think that happened on a PCL last week. tell me if I'm wrong, but we don't repeat content when we if we can avoid it. All right. Let's see. What? Please disable ad blocker? Are you gay? Hacker demonstrates how voting machines can be compromised. Concerns are growing over the possibility of a rigged presidential election. Of course. I think this is just media clickbait. But whatever. Let's see what it says. Experts believe a cyber attack this year could be a reality, especially following last month's hack of the Democratic National Committee emails. The ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security Committee sent a letter Monday to the Department of Homeland Security saying, in part, election security is critical, and a cyber attack by foreign actors on our election systems could compromise the integrity of our voting process. Roughly 70% of states in the U.S. use some form of electronic voting. I don't. Who else doesn't? I go into a booth. It's held up by two sticks that they got outside, I think, and like a piece of fabric they put over and say, it's a very private. Sorry, I couldn't think of the word. Nobody can see your vote, right? And then I take a marker and then I fill in a bubble and then I put it in this machine. Oh, does that count? Because I put it in the machine and it counts it? That's weird. The machines and the software are old and antiquated, but now with millions heading to the polls in 3 months, security experts are sounding the alarm. Do you think I'm going to be able to watch this video? Let's refresh this and see if there's anything worthwhile seeing on this video of a guy hacking the system. Oh my goodness, this is real bad. Ad-wise. Please pretend you're not hearing this, guys. I'm afraid the election is going to be rigged. I have to be honest, Trump said.
My brother and I have always been rivals.
Oh, my God. But for the hackers at Symantec Security Response, election day results could be manipulated in an affordable device you can find online. I can insert it, and then it resets the card, and now I'm able to vote again, said Brian Varner, a principal researcher at Symantec, demonstrating the device. So he's going to demonstrate this device. Let's see if it's got any information that we could use.
Be a reality, especially following the hack of DNC emails.
All right, I'm going to have to skip ahead in the video. And if this goes on for 20 more seconds, I'm giving up. Oh, wait, here's the card.
Security response. Election day results could be manipulated by an affordable device you can find online.
I can insert it, and then it resets the card, and now I'm able to vote again.
The voter doesn't even need to leave the booth to...
That was just the exact words I just said. We're out of here. Nobody ever watched CBS News again. That is so dumb. Let's see what the chat is saying. How about crawling? Oh, the crawling race. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Your knees would be off the charts screwed up if there was a crawling track and field. What if they did the 800? It's like two laps around, crawling as fast as you can. Hands and knees only. We had that game in kindergarten, actually, at my church. I had to enforce the hands and knees only rule. That sounded worse than... Like, I didn't mean it that way. That was really a game. An 18-year-old girl who has escaped from an Australian correction center responded to police after her mugshot was posted on Facebook. She asked them to please use a better picture of her. She even provided a picture for them. Amy Sharp escaped from the Surrey Hills Correction Services cell complex on August 19th. So the police released her mugshots to the media and asked the public to be on the watch for her. So here she is. She's wrapped in a literal blanket or a huge towel. That is the biggest towel I've ever seen. Or she is the shortest girl that's ever been in jail. One of those two things. Or she just got a cut of carpet at Home Depot for $169 a square foot. This wouldn't cost probably about $18, I'm going to think, if she got that much carpeting, wrapped it around her, and then took a mugshot. So they released the mugshot, and then that was when Sharp went on TV station's Facebook page and asked them very politely to use a different picture of her. Here she is. She's on Facebook. She's gone to the comment section, and she says, "Hey, can you use this photo, please and thank you. Yours truly, Amy Sharp." 52,532 likes. It also raised, she received a huge amount of comments. It also raised the idea that police might be able to use her posting to find her whereabouts. Update. Amy Sharp was arrested after midnight, located by police in Wentworth Park. Local police, assisted by the police order and riot squad, expected to be charged today. So she has been captured after having posted a way better picture of herself. Let's zoom in on this. Oops. Yeah, so there she is. Her mugshot looks like she's just rolled out of bed, and this is her senior photo or something. Although she even took the time to crop it. Like, she cropped her friend out and then gave it to herself. They're like, that's really nice of them. Like, you don't even have to crop this. Please put this up. The chat says he inserts his device into the voting machine. That is what I do. I walk up to it and I go, excuse me, what do I insert into this device? And he says, your voting slip. And I go, oh, right, obviously. And then I walk out. No, I go, oh, yeah, like this election system is inserting its device into me every day? Is that what you mean? What if I did that? As soon as I'm going to insert my ballot just like this system inserts its ballot into me. Why is that funny? Three dead in Canada in triple crossbow murder. Nick, what are your Rams? Three people have been killed in a crossbow attack at 12. Crossbow attack in Toronto and a man taken into custody, police said. Attending to a reported stabbing in the Scarborough area, police found two people dead and one wounded. The injured victim later died. It was a crossbow. Reports said the suspect was seriously wounded. In a related incident, police later evacuated a building in the city because of a suspicious package. Police gave no more details. So how do they know it was related? Police gave no details, but it was related. David Hopkinston said that all three victims had what appeared to be crossbow wounds, and a crossbow was found on the floor nearby. Buying a crossbow in Canada does not require a license. So a man has a crossbow attacked up in Canada. And that is that. I'm going to take a quick break and look at how much RAM I have on my computer. So we've got, here's our performance. It's got 8 threads, basically. It's a quad core. It's got 8 threads here. Can you guys see all this? Hopefully I'm not displaying any data you shouldn't be seeing. I've got 14 gigs of RAM, I guess. It says 14,000. That means 14 gigs, right? 14 gigs of RAM and 8 threads going on. It's not too bad. So we got that going. Hopefully everyone saw that.
David, good morning. This turbulence was so sudden and so violent, it sent people flying from their seats if they weren't buckled in. Some of them hitting their heads on the overhead bins, cracking the bins. They had to make an emergency landing to take people to the hospital.
Overnight, terrifying.
A JetBlue flight from Boston to Sacramento hit severe turbulence Thursday evening, causing injuries to 22 passengers and 2 crew members and forcing the Airbus 320 aircraft to land in Rapid City, South Dakota. They're like, quick, 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 rapid, rapid, land in Rapid City. People were floating, said passenger Rhonda Lynham of Pebble Beach, California. People were floating? All of a sudden, it's as if you were on an elevator, 50 stories high, and it goes out of control. Then you hit the bottom. I was on turbulence recently, and it was pretty dramatic. Everyone was very scared for their lives going on this business trip. It was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then it did that for like 5 seconds, and then everyone was like, oh, it's fine. But my drink almost did spill into the girl next to me. Wiener Tongue says, your computer is sexy. I see your delicious RAMs. I do need to rebuild this thing, I think. This computer is like 5 years old. I got to get something new going. But thank you. Your delicious Rams. It is very dramatic when the plane starts bobbing up and down, and you're like, I guess this is it. Lynham described how passengers were lifted out of their seats, with several of them being slammed into the ceiling and overhead compartments as the plane dropped violently. Lifted out of their ceiling, out of their seats, slammed into the overhead compartments. You know what's the most awkward thing on earth? Is when you get flown out of your seat, hit your head on the overhead compartment, and then land on the girl next to you, and you go, I didn't even mean to. It was just the turbulence. And now my head is actually bleeding all over you, right? I've got a bloody nose. I'm bleeding on you. People were being tossed around like rag dolls. Everybody was crying and screaming. The plane was like a disaster. Leanham tweeted several photos showing the aftermath as emergency responders tended to the injured on board. A spokesman for Rapid City Regional Hospital said 24 people from JetBlue Flight 429 were treated and released, all with minor injuries. Ah, whatever. Minor injuries. It was almost like a bang. Like we hit a wall and just dropped straight down. There was stuff in the aisles. You had people crying. Here's a picture. All it is a picture of an emergency man standing in the back. Corcoran, who was traveling with his two children, ages 5 and 7, said he saw passengers with cuts and neck injuries. There was also damage to the inside of the plane, including cracks in the overhead bins, because they smashed their heads off. And let's see if the video has any information, because I was able to get the volume going up. Wait, where is the video? Hello? Are you kidding me? Oh, it went away. All right, we'll get it back.
To that midair scare overnight, a JetBlue flight from Boston to Sacramento forced to make an emergency landing in South Dakota after hitting severe turbulence. At least 24 people taken to the hospital, and ABC's Kana Whitworth is in Los Angeles with the latest for us this morning. Kana, good morning.
Hello. Can you please get to the airport and stand in front of it and have planes behind you while you do the report? Thanks. That's going to be very good. And by the way, the planes behind are not even JetBlue. They're Southwest.
David, good morning. This turbulence was so sudden and so violent, it sent people flying from their seats if they weren't buckled in. Some of them hitting their heads on the overhead bins, cracking the bins.
I'm going to skip ahead because I can't.
Flight en route from Boston to Sacramento, rocked by severe turbulence after running into bad weather.
It was almost like a bang, like we hit a wall and just dropped straight down. And it was stuck in the aisles. You have people crying.
The cross-country flight making an emergency landing in South Dakota. 22 passengers and two crew members rushed to the hospital.
Within seconds, we dropped probably about 100 feet. People flew out of their seats who were strapped in.
A flight attendant taken off the plane in a neck brace.
Oh, no. I broke my neck. Actually, yeah, it might have been real.
This picture posted on social media showing the damaged bathroom.
One of the pilots came out of the cockpit and said, we had some injuries.
What if after the turbulence, there were 20, they said 24 people went to the hospital. What if there's like 24 people laying in the aisles, like going, oh, it hurts so bad. And the pilot's like, we have some injuries. And he has to step over people. Although, how do you land? Like, I wonder, like the rules say that everyone has to be in their seats when you land, right? What if you're, what if your turbulence or your injuries are so bad that someone's like in the aisle going, I can't get back to my seat. Can you still land? I guess if it's an emergency, you do whatever, right? If you say the word emergency, I think that's the secret word that you can just break every rule you want. The chat says the turbulence was your pal Dale busted ass. That doesn't make any sense.
So we're going to need to find an airport and do an emergency landing.
We were strapped in, so we were kind of lucky.
Oh, here's a Chinese man saying, we were strapped in, so we were lucky. But everyone else who wasn't strapped in, dead.
People that got hurt were like people lining up to use the bathroom and just moving around the cabin.
The second I thought that we'd go right into this huge cloud, boom, like flew up right way in the air. Whole plane shook. It was crazy.
I love this. They're just interviewing every person one at a time. Is this boring? Because this is the funniest thing. Just imagine you're just a lady on a plane. Here, talk about the plane. Here's an old lady talking.
I thought we were going down. I really did.
It is very scary. You're like, oh my God, we're going everywhere. The chances of your plane crashing are very slim. The chances of you actually being in severe turbulence, very slim, because you got on the news. But, so whatever. I don't know.
And this morning, JetBlue telling ABC News they sent in a care team to help those that were...
Nobody cares. All right, JetBlue, crazy turbulence. Speaking of Southwest, Southwest flight lands after major engine failure. A Southwest Airlines flight from New Orleans to Orlando was forced to make an emergency landing when one of the engines failed, the airline said. This is from this afternoon, folks. Actually, maybe this morning. A woman who was on the plane with her husband and three children told a CNN affiliate that the engine was right outside her window. Well, yes. The engine is right outside the window of half of the plane. Oh, my God. I was sitting right next to the engine. Yeah, everyone is. You idiot. It's a plane. That's like saying you're in the car. Like, wow, my goodness, the engine was right in front of me. Yeah, we know. I'm sorry. I'm out of my mind. It was just a big explosion. There was some smoke and then nothing. I saw parts flapping in the wind. The plane started shaking and breathing masks were deployed as the airliner descended. Let's see if the video has any information. That's funny.
On board a Southwest Airlines flight headed to Orlando from New Orleans, feared the worst when they heard a big boom as one of the plane's engines blew.
I thought it was an attack, and that the plane was going to go down.
It's an attack. Oh my goodness. I'm a terrorist. And I've hired a Haitian boy to stick a bomb inside this plane. Anytime I'm in a plane, I'm looking out the window at the engine. I can't believe it hasn't exploded already. How can that thing spin so fast and not fall apart? I guess that's kind of the point, is like they have these facilities that make these things and they have really high regulations. But I'm like, wow, how is that even holding together? Like one little thing could go in there and like the whole thing comes apart, right? Just one bird. Guys, seen the trailers for Sully? Do you guys want to watch that? Say in the chat if you want to check out the trailer for Sully. It's coming out in like 2 weeks. And I've been watching every trailer that comes out because it goes on my Facebook feed. Not because I'm actively seeking it out. It's advertised to me. And now I'm going to watch it probably as a movie because it looks very dramatic.
It felt like half of the...
Ooh, here's a fat man talking. He's got a flat-brimmed hat.
Plane almost like capsized on the other side, so I was kind of worried about that.
And I had my 5-year-old sitting next to me. And so
it's the exact same interview style as the last one. It's just when they go person to person to person, just saying things. It's so funny. I love it.
I looked out the window. There was a lot of smoke. And then I kind of held him real close to me. And I looked back and it was gone. I just saw metal flapping.
Passengers tell us as oxygen masks.
I just saw metal flapping. Can you imagine? You look out the window. It's like where the plane and the engine should be. It's like, oh, it's just metal flapping.
It's deployed. The pilot.
And Jim Carrey from Liar Liar on the plane, on the wing, going, no, don't leave.
And crew members stayed calm, telling them the flight would be diverted. Minutes later, they were touching down in Pensacola without further incident.
Round of applause for the captain.
And later, a different plane brought all from Flight 3472 to its rightful destination, Orlando.
It is really crazy how it can lose one engine on one side of the plane and the other engine doesn't just spin the plane in circles. Like, obviously they designed it that way, but still, it's like, in your brain, it should be like, that should just be spinning the plane in circles. You know what I don't like? When you look at a plane, it's got the engines on the back, not on the wing. I'm like, you're pushing it from the back? That's like a rear-wheel drive plane. That's going to have way less control than a mid-wheel drive plane, right? And I get very scared. All right, here's a selfie of some girl and a guy in their gas masks. A woman said that once the plane seemed to stabilize, one of the pilots came into the cabin and told the passengers that the engine was lost. Excuse me? Why do the pilots keep coming into the cabin? Remember on the JetBlue flight, the pilot came into the cabin and said, we have some injuries. And now they're coming into the cabin again. Like, pilot the plane. Stop coming into the cabin. If you hadn't noticed, one of the engines has exploded. Oh, God. Blah, 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 blah. All righty. While we're in the airline news, airline pilots arrested on alcohol charge at Glasgow Airport. Are you guys happy with how fast we're going through the news stories? We're kind of doing it lightning the whole show because this week I looked at the news. It's like nothing's happened. There's nothing, anything funny. There's no big shootings. There's no anything. It's just, I don't know, just a bunch of dumb stuff. It's really hard to do a news show when nothing's happening. Two airline pilots were arrested on suspicion of being under the influence of alcohol as they prepared to fly from Glasgow Airport to New York. The United Airlines pilot, so it's not even a British airline. United Airlines pilots aged 35 and 45 were held in the cockpit. Held in the cockpit. But that's what I always say. Can you hold me in my cockpit? By police ahead of the 9 o'clock flight. Their jet, which was headed for Newark, had started boarding even. It eventually took off at 19:15 with a new flight crew on board. The men are expected to appear at the sheriff court on Monday.
The two pilots are men, aged 35 and 45 years old. They were stopped here at Glasgow Airport yesterday morning. They were on a United Airlines flight to New York. They've been arrested for allegedly being over the drink fly limit.
Drink fly? The drink fly limit? Did she really say that?
Allegedly being over the drink fly limit.
The drink. I'll have one drink fly, please. Yes, sir. Open your mouth. I'll throw it right in. Okay. What if they were like, oh, crap, we forgot. We're in Britain. The rules are different. In America, you could have been completely drink-flied.
United Airlines says the two pilots have been removed from service and their flying duties. We are cooperating with the authorities and will conduct our own investigation.
That would be seriously, how do I say it? Embarrassing as a pilot to be like, oh, crap, they caught us with the drinking thing. Now, on the other hand, there's two pilots, right? A pilot and a co-pilot. They're both drunk going onto the plane? They were basically like, all right, dude, let's do the drinking thing again. You think they haven't been drunk before? You think their first time ever drinking was when they are overseas in Britain and they're like, ah, let's get drunk and let's fly the plane back to Newark. No. Probably there's a 75% chance if you get on a plane, the pilots are drunk. I'm just saying. How many times have they been caught versus how many times are they doing it? Do they have to take a breathalyzer before they get on? I don't even know, and I don't know who to ask, so I guess we'll never know, but whatever.
Safety of our customers and crew is our highest priority. Passengers this lunchtime raised various concerns.
We trust that...
Did she just say passengers this lunchtime?
We trust that the people...
Passengers this lunchtime raised various concerns.
Yes, she did. She said, okay, it's lunchtime, let's go interview people.
You trust that the people are going to look after you and get you there safely.
Well, it's worrying.
The chat says, wasn't this a movie with Denzel Washington? It absolutely was. Good movie called Flight. I actually did like that one. I don't watch many movies, but I actually saw that one. And the alcohol saved them in the end, right? Or something. Okay, so that's cool. Do you guys want to take a quick five? Okay, we're going to take a five. Because I'm going to go to the bathroom and grab a drink, and then we're going to continue, and that'll be it. I can't put on any music, because if I put on music, it's going to get flagged by the Ustream system. So, actually, you know what? I don't think it will. Woo, second half. That was only 3 minutes, actually less than that. So we are back for a second half of News with Nick. Just had to take a quick lemonade break, if you know what I mean. It is cold in here. 73 degrees it is sitting in my room right now because I've turned on that air conditioner. And it's been blowing nonstop. How's that going for you guys? So 4 weeks till the marathon. My life is falling apart officially. I might be injured. We can't tell. I went to Walmart today, and I stood on... Have you guys ever been to Walmart, and you stood on that device that it says, stand on the device with no shoes? There's nothing more embarrassing than going to Walmart and standing on a device with no shoes, and then it has a picture on the screen of your pressure points of where your feet give pressure, and it says, and you've got to lift one foot up. You've got to lift another foot up. It's a whole to-do, and like... While I'm doing this, there's literally three girls behind me going, what tampons do you guys like? Because it's right in front of the tampon shelf. I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. Apparently it's a machine that's supposed to measure your feet, tell you where your weight is distributed, and then pick one of the Dr. Scholl's products that you can put in your shoe to help your feet heal. And it said, all right, you are perfect for CP230. And I go, great. CP230. I look at the shelf. The only one that's out of stock is CP230. And I'm like, I need this today. So I get CP220. So we'll see if that works. Look it up. I've got plantar fasciitis or something. Every day I wake up and I can't walk. And then it takes 2 miles for my feet to stop hurting. And after 2 miles, it's fine. And then the next day, I can't walk again. It's getting real bad and I'm kind of nervous about it. But we're going to just pretend it's mind over matter. We're just going to be like, you know... Mind healing will heal my legs right up. That's about it for that, as far as I know. A South Carolina mother charged with killing her newborn son by putting him in the refrigerator was expected to appear before a judge on Tuesday. Angela Blackwell was expected to have a bond hearing at 2 p.m., blah, 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 who cares? 27 was arrested by state law enforcement division agents on Monday on a charge of homicide by child abuse after a lengthy investigation. Wow, a lengthy investigation. Ugh. She could face life in prison if convicted. Sprouse said that he didn't know if she had an attorney. Who cares? Oh, my goodness. We care about what she did. So let's say the deputy said Blackwell put her four-day-old son. Four-day? Holy God. Four-day-old son. How do you even get a kid home from the hospital in 4 days? Four-day-old son in the refrigerator. Shut the door for 3 hours before taking him out and seeking medical attention. On February 27th, that was several months ago. If you guys don't know, this is August now, end of August. So something like 4 months ago, like 6 months ago, six. First responders tried to revive him, but he was pronounced dead at the hospital. An autopsy showed that the boy died of hypothermia with asphyxiation from being placed in the cold. What, you can't handle one refrigerator for a little? The refrigerator's not even that cold. Like, it's not even cold enough to freeze anything, so it should not be cold enough to kill you. What a baby. According to an online obituary for her infant son, Blackwell has another child. Oh, okay, cool. Good news reporting, according to an online obituary. And then, a Facebook profile that appears to belong to Blackwell shows her posing with a toddler and a newborn. Goodness gracious. Authorities haven't said what they think may have led Blackwell to act as she did. There was no answer at the home phone number listed for the family. The boy's father, who is not charged, has a lengthy arrest record. Of course he does. Why not? Why wouldn't he? Jeffrey Paul Lewis, 35, has theft convictions in South Carolina. Of course, if you've got theft, then you insert your card into a lady. She votes again, otherwise known as doing a baby. She votes again. Get it? Because they can vote, maybe, eventually, after they're out of the refrigerator. She votes again. Another baby. Puts it in the refrigerator. Because the theft card was inserted into her. And that's just what drives you to put your baby in the refrigerator. I don't understand. Why wouldn't you put it in the oven or something? Why the refrigerator? Was it, like, so loud? It's like, I'm crying. Okay. Sit in the refrigerator for a bit, because it is kind of like soundproof, right? It's like, if you want to put something somewhere where you won't hear it, maybe the refrigerator? I don't know. Chat says, next time tell those women to go bleed somewhere else. Wow. Yeah. My trip to Walmart was more than just like Tampax. There was an incident in the trash bag aisle too. I was there. A mom with her baby was there, otherwise known as her vote. Her extra vote. And then there were three college kids, and they were going, oh, man, we should get the fucking 96-pack. And the mom was like, excuse me? There's a child. And I go, whoa, I don't want to be in between this, because I was. I was just trying to find some Ziploc bags to put ice in to ice my feet. Governor John Bel Edwards said that all motorists stranded on Interstate 12 had been rescued by 9 p.m. Sunday night, although many vehicles appeared abandoned. Stranded I-12 motorists finally reached rescued. So this is during the flooding, right? Helicopters arrived along. So you're driving along. You're like, I'm just driving along. Oh, my God, a flood. Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a flood. Helicopters arrived along Interstate 12 to provide water and other supplies to more than 1,500 motorists who had been stranded for almost 24 hours. Edwards and State Police Superintendent Mike Edmondson said high water vehicles attempted to reach a stretch of interstate leading to Covington on Saturday, but the water was too deep to reach the motorists. So they worked their way from the outermost points toward the middle of the stranded motorists, blah, blah, blah. There are cars and trucks as far as the eye can see, he said in a phone interview with USA Today. She and her family were on their way to a funeral in Slidell, when they became stranded at 11:30 a.m. on a Saturday. She said that her family and others were stranded near Albany. They walked about 3 miles to a convenience store for supplies. How were they stranded? I guess if the flooding is down the road, all the cars stop and you're stranded. But those shelves were emptied by Saturday evening. She said her father ran out of his heart medicine. Oh, God, that is scary. We're among the lucky ones. There's a mother who is nursing and some other people who are really struggling. It's breaking my heart to see everyone suffering. Now, if you're dying, can you survive by sucking on a breast milk of another woman? I guess you could survive, but will that make her survive less? It's gotta, right? Because the energy has to come from somewhere. But still, like, if it's like, oh my God, we're starving, we're so hungry. Wait, you've got breast milk. Feed us. Would that work? How well would that work, actually, is what I wonder. Sorry. Let's see. Dugas said that a driver of an 18-wheeler carrying produce opened his truck and made fruit available to all. Oh, my goodness. So they had, like, a fruit bar. It's like, well, I guess this truck's not making it all the way to Tennessee. Open it up. Let's eat some fruit. He's just throwing fruit out into the highway. That's crazy. I wish I were stranded on the highway for 18 hours and had to walk to a store. Wow, chat says, never mind, I'm not even going to go there. We're just clicking through the news. Colin Kaepernick, football player, sits during national anthem before the Packers versus 49ers game. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, made his preseason debut Friday against the Green Bay Packers, but that turned out to be the second biggest story. There was a photo captured of a Kaepernick sitting during the national anthem before the game kicked off, and Matt Barrows of the Sacramento Bee provided a zoomed-in image. Okay, so they took a picture, and then they zoomed in, and then enhanced, and they said, he's sitting during the national anthem. The greatest crime that could ever be committed. And he responds, and he says, I was hoping he was going to say something like, I'm not going to stand for a country that doesn't stand for me. Well, he basically does. He says, I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. To me, this is bigger than football, and it would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street, and people are getting paid leave and getting away with murder. This is not something that I'm going to run by anybody. I am not looking for approval. I have to stand up for the people that are oppressed. If they take away my football away, my endorsements from me, I know that I stood up for what is right. Well, he should have said I knew that I sat down for what is right. But the point still stands. Let's see if we can see the video. Oh, sorry. I just pressed a button. I thought it stopped the recording. Nope, we're good.
Accomplish. What would you like this, you know, to be the end game for you?
That's basically... I mean, ultimately, it's to bring awareness and make people, you know, realize what's really going on in this country.
So the national anthem is sung, and he's like, nope, I'm not singing it because of police and the blacks. And I don't 100% disagree, but let's see what he has to say.
A lot of things that are going on that are unjust, people aren't being held accountable for, and that's something that needs to change. That's something that, you know, this country stands for freedom, liberty, justice for all. And it's not happening for all right now.
Is this something that's evolved as a philosophy in your mind? And how is this?
So they're going to ask him, have you always felt this way or have you not always felt this way? I'm actually kind of interested in the result.
Kind of progress that you make a stand like this.
It's something that I've seen, I've felt, wasn't quite sure how to deal with originally. And it is something that's evolved. It's something as I've gained more knowledge about, you know, what's going on in this country in the past, what's going on currently. These aren't new situations. This isn't new ground. It's things that have gone on in this country for years.
Is he even black? Can anyone look at this? I don't think he's black. I'm going to make it. Shouldn't have done that. All right. Is everything good? I pressed full screen and it really screwed everything up. I don't think he's black. Like, maybe he's...
I'm going to continue to stand with the people that are being oppressed. To me, this is something that has to change. And when there's significant change, and I feel like that flag represents what it's supposed to represent, and this country is representing people the way that it's supposed to, I'll stand.
Specifically, what would you like to see?
Oh, wow, they cut off the video right away when he says, specifically, what would you like to see? He's going to say something like, yeah, I want to see some equality and the cops not shooting the other guys. Well, anyway, cool. That's pretty good that you, so people may be saying, well, what's the penalty? Does he have to play? Does he have to pay a fine? Does he have to do anything? The 49ers issued a statement about the quarterback's choice to not partake in the game. They said the national anthem is and always will be a special part of the pregame ceremony. It is an opportunity to honor our country and reflect on the great liberties we have afforded to our citizens. In respecting such American principles as freedom of religion and freedom of expression, we recognize the right of an individual to choose to participate or not in our celebration of the national anthem. The NFL also released a statement in response, saying players are encouraged but not required to stand during the playing of the national anthem. So, one thing that the NFL has finally done right is like, yeah, you don't have to do the national anthem thing. We don't care. Or we do care, but you don't have to. We're not going to fine you. Oh, boy. All right, here we go. Afghan forces killed two militants who had set off a car bomb and burst into an American university campus in Kabul on Wednesday evening, trapping hundreds of students and staff inside for several hours. So this is probably the biggest attack that happened this week or in the past. Yeah, this was this week, right? Good. Thank God it was this week, right, everyone? Otherwise, it'd be old news. The attack claimed the lives of at least 12 people. 7 students, 3 officers, and 2 security guards were killed in the attack, according to the chief of the Kabul police. We don't really care that much about it because it happened in another country and they were brown. But whatever, at least 44 people, including 35 students, were injured. Let's see if there's any information in the video.
Security forces there in Afghanistan have killed 2 gunmen and rescued 500 students after terrorists attacked the American university in Kabul. A car bombing and gun.
So people would be saying, what is an American university in Kabul? About 500 students of the prestigious university, popular with the local elite, were rescued during the operation. So basically, an American university in Kabul is, so it's a university that does more Americanized education, not like Muslim education, basically. Obviously, they've got their own education structure over there, but an American university in Kabul is, and I keep saying American university in Kabul. I don't even know what country Kabul is in. I guess it's Afghanistan, but whatever. The point is, the university is more Americanized, like it does a more American style of education, and so people liked it more. Obviously, because America, number one, that's why we start with A. Alphabetically, we are the first country. I'm sure that is not true, but it's probably close. An earthquake, which is measuring 6.2 plus or minus 0.016. That's interesting that they've got a variance here. On the moment magnitude scale. Otherwise, I thought the moment... Oh, no, let's click on this. Moment magnitude scale is used by seismologists to measure size of earthquakes. The scale was developed in the 1970s to succeed the 1930s Richter magnitude scale. So Richter's in his grave going like, no! Don't replace my scale with that moment magnitude scale. Is it the same thing? As with the Richter magnitude scale, an increase in one step, blah, 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 blah. So who knows? We got the Richter scale and we got the moment magnitude scale. Are they one-to-one or are they not? Is there any way to know? I don't know, because I'm on my fourth long trail. And I don't know what's going on anymore. An earthquake measuring 6.2 hit central Italy on the 24th of August. Its epicenter, blah, 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 blah. Let's scroll down and see if we got any information on what's happened. As of the 27th of August, which was yesterday, the official figures report that the earthquake caused the death of 290 people, 230 in Amatrice. If anyone's been there, then that will mean something to you. 11 in Akumali and 49 in Arquata del Tratto. At least 365 wounded had to be treated in hospitals. Are we going to a hospital? They don't say that in Italy, right? So wait, I don't understand how earthquakes work. Does it just hit like one part and then just that part is ruined? Because it feels like it should hit everything. Like if you're in Venice and you're on a paddleboard in that lake, you should be like, whoa, I feel very shaky. My best earthquake story is not a very good one. It is the fact that I was on a Skype chat and not voice chat. I was on a typing Skype voice, like a group chat. I just said voice again and I didn't even mean voice. Group chat, but it was typing. And then many people in the chat just simultaneously said, wow, it feels like my house is shaking. And there was like a person in New York and there was a person in New Jersey and there was a person in like New Hampshire. And all of them simultaneously said, oh, it feels like my house is shaking. And we were all like, whoa, it was an earthquake. Because we all felt it simultaneously, except I didn't because I was at freaking work. If an earthquake hit my house, it would fall over immediately. My house is held up by those paving bricks that you find at Home Depot. And it's full of spiders and butterflies. So this summer, right, I saw all these caterpillars, right? And some of them, right, so I keep, I'm going to keep saying right. All these caterpillars, they made their little cocoons, right? And some of them stuck out to the siding. Some of them stuck inside, like, door frames that I could get them out of. And then I'm looking at these, I'm like, if there's this many that are on the siding and stuff, like, in obvious places, how many of them are inside the walls? They crawled up just under the siding, right? How am I going to stop that? It's impossible to stop. Caterpillars are inside the walls, making themselves into butterflies, and one day I'm going to wake up. It's going to go, the Donald Trump statue will be in my living room, and there will be tons of butterflies all around him. Right? Italy to see if building negligence raised the earthquake death toll. Italian authorities are vowing to investigate whether negligence or fraud in adhering to building codes played a role in the high death toll in last week's earthquake in Italy. Kind of horse out of the stable already, right? Like, who cares? If the code was broken, the code's been broken, and the dead are dead. And there's one little child currently under a building in Italy going, I'm on my last water. Save me. All right, that was over the line, maybe. oh God, what is wrong with me? I have issues. Please send psychologists. Hello, we are here. We're going to take you in this van. They also called for efforts to ensure organized crime doesn't infiltrate lucrative construction contracts to eventually rebuild much of the picturesque towns leveled by the disaster. So buildings fell over, and they're like, organized crime doesn't... Wait a minute, what does that even mean? They think that crime is going to be like, you know what, guys? Let's start a construction company. We'll take the money, and we'll build shit houses again. Meanwhile, rescue workers pressed on with the task of recovering bodies from the rubble, with hopes of finding any more survivors virtually vanished more than 4 days after the powerful quake. Again, what if they were, like, holding a water bottle while they got buried? Like, I got my water. You could live for a few days, right? Over the past 2 days, they found 6 more bodies in the rubble of Hotel Roma in Amatrice, the medieval hill town in the mountainous center. Blah, 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 blah. The quake struck before dawn Wednesday and injured nearly 400 people as it flattened 3 medieval towns near the rugged Apennines. So why does it just, I don't know why it gets, there's just these towns. But let's look at some pictures. And it seems like only 300 people dead, or what was it, 208? Isn't that bad? So here's a picture. It's a street. And if you do the before and after pictures, the street, perfectly fine on, they got it from Google Maps, actually. Again, if you want to go on vacation, go, all right, what's better? Paying $2,000 to go on vacation or going to maps.google.com and dragging that little man to wherever I want to go and looking around for 5 minutes? That's free, right? Then you just save $2,000. Here's another picture of it. Every building is gone except for, like, four in the background, but there's at least four in the foreground that are just like the earth shook and they fell over. It's crazy. I don't believe it. Let's look at picture number three. Another street, same exact thing. The buildings are just gone. You can find this at www.boardpanda.com/Italy-earthquake-before-after. It's not that hard to remember. Look at these pictures. This is crazy. The buildings just fell over into the street. Can you imagine? Like your whole town. You wake up tomorrow. You go downtown. Whatever town you live in, and every building that has always been there is just gone. Oh, well. Guess that's how life is when you live in Jumanji Town. Here's a picture of a guardrail, and only like half of the guardrail is gone. That doesn't actually look that bad. It looks like everything survived that, except for a little bit of a piece of the guardrail. So Italy earthquake, big in the news this week. Whoopsies, that is not acceptable, sir. But I'm not going to have any audio. I'm not going to have any text to read here, so let's watch this video. And it's going to be more about the thing you hate.
Pokemon Go is such a phenomenon, artist Ananda Bull has made it a business, selling her fan art to the throngs here in Lake Park.
It goes on until the park closes and they have to kick people out.
What? She sits in the park and she sells her Pokemon Go posters. She paints Pokemon and she sits in the park where Pokemon are and sells them?
Thought this was just a fad, but the Pokemon players have remained steady throughout the summer. And with them, complaints from park patrons and neighbors. Now 12 News has learned the county sent this letter to the CEO of Niantic, Pokemon's developer, demanding it comply with county ordinances, which require a permit before placing any Pokemon Go site in a county park.
Okay, so they've written a letter to the international company that developed Pokemon Go and says you need to comply with our local ordinance that says you need a permit to put a digital thing in our GPS location. That'll never hold up. But let's see what the video says, and it's probably another clickbait.
So they haven't applied yet?
No.
You expect them to?
My hopes are high that maybe they will.
Wow, what an idiot. This man needs to go to jail. And by go to jail, I mean go home and be like, wife, I am sorry that I neglected you 15 years ago and left you with our other vote. And I pursued a job at this stupid county position writing stupid letters to Niantic. And then I pretend that they're worth something. This man has more time. He has time to write. I'm losing it.
Oh.
You expect them to?
Look at him giggle. Oh, my God. That's very funny. I think that the Niantic will respond to my request for a license.
My hopes are high that maybe they will, but who knows?
Parks Director John Dargle says the county is only asking Pokemon to do what any organization must when it sets up an event here. So far, no word from Pokemon. Pokemon player Andres Amaya suggests...
No word from Pokemon. I'm getting out of this news story. I can tell when things are stupid. What's next in the fight over EpiPen's ridiculously high prices? So here we go, guys. This is the next big news thing that happened this week. EpiPens used to be $2, and now they are $5 billion per EpiPen. Why, all of a sudden, did the rising price of EpiPens become such a big national issue? People have known about the rising price of EpiPens for a while. As I reported last month, Washington State EMS providers started dropping EpiPens in favor of regular syringes in 2013 because of the rising cost. So, for all I don't even know what an EpiPen is. I thought it was a thing you took out and you wrote yourself a prescription and then you went to the store and you got a drug. Aha, I got my special EpiPen that I will write with. Sir, the pony rides are at 12:30. Anyway. Basically what happened is all of a sudden EpiPens apparently went up in price and the media grabbed onto this issue just like they grabbed onto that poor man named Martin Shkreli, my favorite man. And we're like, oh my God, how dare you raise the prices? And who knows what's going to happen? Does it even affect anyone? I would like to hear of one single person that went to the store and all of a sudden couldn't afford an EpiPen. I'm sure it's happened, but I haven't heard of it. So let's watch this video from National Jewish Health.
My name is
name is Emily Cole, and I'm a registered nurse here at National Jewish Health in the pediatric department.
And she's going to teach us how to use an EpiPen, and this is very important for all of you people listening to the news right now. If you run across a man who's in the street and his last breath is going, use the EpiPen, or he hands it to you, don't go, if he hands you the EpiPen, don't go, wow, thank you, sir. It seemed very important that I have this, and I will cherish it for the rest of my life. No, he wants you to use the EpiPen on him. I don't know what it does. Is it for asthma? Who knows? Let's find out.
I'm going to be teaching you how to use an EpiPen. An EpiPen is a very important key in saving a child's life when there is a severe anaphylactic reaction going on.
It apparently only applies to children, and her audio is awful.
Many parents are very scared to use the EpiPen, but don't be, because it could save your child's life. The EpiPen comes in a two-pack like this. You remove the EpiPen from the plastic container. You hold the EpiPen in your hand tightly within your palm. You never want to cover any of the openings, the ends. The orange...
All right, so grip it like you're gripping a you-know-what, but don't hold the ends.
The end is going to be the needle. The blue end is what you're going to pull off to activate. So in order to activate the EpiPen, you remove the blue cap. And you will inject it into the lateral thigh, which is the big muscle on...
You guys may think this is boring. I guarantee 92% of the people listening to this have never used an EpiPen or don't know how to. So pull off the blue cap.
Remove the blue cap. And you will inject it into the lateral...
Do you hear that edit? Hi, my name's Kelsey Ray Erickson, and this is... Deathcast. Do you guys hear that edit? My name's Kelsey.
You will inject it into the lateral thigh, which is the big muscle on the outside portion of the child's leg. So you hold it at a 90-degree angle, and you insert until you hear a click. And you hold that click for 10...
Oh, God. Wait, are you supposed to push through the pants? She's not very clear on this. She's pushing through her pants, but I would like to see her thigh. However, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be pushing through the pants or the thigh. It doesn't matter, even. So anyway, you take the orange tip, and you just push it into a person, apparently.
Until you hear a click, and you hold that click for 10 seconds. Most parents don't know that it's okay to use this through the child's clothing.
I'm an idiot. I should have kept watching.
So don't worry about hassling trying to get their clothes off. You can just do it through their clothes. After 10 seconds, you're going to remove the EpiPen and massage that area gently for 10 seconds, and then you're going to call 911. There is a second EpiPen in the pack just in case emergency services have not shown up in about 15 to 20 minutes, or in case the reaction is getting more severe.
All right, let's see the comments on this video. Blah, blah, blah. Yep, I knew it. I knew it. I'd stick her with a pen. Of course, obviously. What a hottie. I'd stick her with a pen. Good video. I was going to say, yeah, I'd like to massage that thigh after I stick her with an EpiPen. I'd stick her with a pen. Alrighty, that's how you use an EpiPen. You can use it through the clothes, apparently. Now, chatters, you are silent and boring. Dallas police squelch critics and questions about the sniper attack. Remember we reported this on a couple news shows ago, the sniper attack. Nearly 2 months after the shootings in Dallas, police have moved to silence critics and squelch lingering questions about the attack. Officers in riot gear have been told to ticket protesters who block or disrupt traffic, and police chief David Brown has refused to meet with demonstrators. Authorities have also refused to release even the most basic information about the slayings, including any details about what weapons were used, the autopsy filings, and the ballistics tests that could establish whether any officers were hit by friendly fire. So they haven't released a real report of what happened during this man's, they call it the sniper attack, but as we covered on the news, it was really just a man running around with a gun. I don't know why they keep calling it a sniper attack unless I'm not understanding the news, or, as our conspiracy friends would say, it never even happened. I'm sure it happened, but why does it keep being called the sniper attack when we read the news report that said he ran around with a gun, he shot from a distance, but that's not a sniper attack. And then he ran into a parking garage. Whatever. In addition, the police most vocal, visible critic Has been arrested multiple times in the last month on warrants that include unpaid traffic tickets and attempts to revoke his probation. His name is Dominic Alexander, and he was ordered to prison. Why, all of a sudden, are we the target? Ask Damon Crenshaw, vice president of the Next Generation, blah, 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 some black guy, I'm sure. So it seems like Dallas police are, the news basically is that Dallas police seem to have been targeting this man called Alexander, because he keeps scheduling these marches, even though that shooting happened.
You asked Alexander earlier why he was holding a march in the first place.
He said because the issue regarding those rallies haven't gone away. The concern about police misconduct, police brutality, and that's why they plan to be here at 6:30 this evening. As you just said, the question is now, why was this man arrested an hour after he received a text message / email from the chief of police, the chief insisting that they not hold this rally at this location based on concern about police safety? It's peculiar because, obviously, as you know, they've held these kinds of...
Wow, worst news story I've ever heard. Let's skipping ahead and see if we can see anything about the man who's gotten arrested.
When it comes to a fatal shooting, there is every day an officer violating someone's rights.
Alexander himself carries criminal convictions for theft, forgery, and injury to a child. He has served no prison time for those offenses. His allies say criticism of Alexander or the horror of five police murders after the July 7th march.
I can't do it anymore. Did anyone care about that? Please let me know if you cared about that. The point is, there's been protesters. They're getting shunned by the Dallas police even after that shooting. I mean, I'm not going to say like, oh, wait a minute, we got shot. We should probably be a lot more friendly to those protesters that shot us. No, obviously not. This has been News with Nick, and we are ending on some weird uplifting news story that I just found because everyone wants to do the uplifting news, and I don't even think this is uplifting, but it's pretty gay. When his son came out as gay, this pastor delivered a sermon of support. You know what? I'm not doing it. I was just kidding. I'm too drunk to go on. I can try to find a news story that's uplifting. I'm not reading that one. Ooh, let's do this one. Nope, let's not. How many times can I say let's do this one and let's not time? All right, this is it. This is the news story that we're going to read for the uplifting news segment. Autistic boy receives 20,000 birth... Okay, wait, let me do it the right way. Thanks, Lisa, for that news report. And as we leave you tonight, an autistic boy has received 20,000 birthday cards after mother's public appeal. Some might think it's a card, but to us, it's massive. I'd like to thank everyone and remind them that there are Ollies everywhere. An autistic boy has received tens of thousands of birthday cards from strangers all over the world after his mother made a public appeal. What public appeal? A public appeal? What does that even mean? Let's find out. Karen Jones from Exmouth, Exmouth, posted a request for help on Facebook after her son Ollie told her he loved opening cards and had made his own to open on his 15th birthday. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, it got sad real quick. He made his own card. He's like, I wish I had a card. I'll make one and mail it to myself. So this autistic boy has the autism of loving opening cards or just envelopes or something. I don't know. Writing on a community page, she said, he's just told me he loves opening cards to the extent that he made himself a card. We are a small family, and he has no friends, so he gets very few. By Ollie's birthday on Saturday, his mother said she had received 20,000 cards, messages, and presents from people all over the world who had seen her plea. By the way, I don't know what plea. And what is this link that says autistic go to? It just goes to the autism news page? Whatever. In comparison, the Queen of the England, obviously, is estimated to have received 17,000 cards. Well, speaking to the Independent, she said she took Ollie to a family friend's house for his birthday. He sat in a hot tub with his new selfie stick and he said, "Mom, I'm famous." And with that, I will leave you with the sad realization that you did not send an autistic boy a card this weekend. And maybe you should go to the store and you should be like, you know what? I bet some random boy in my town would love a card today. And I will buy it. And I will look that man's name up. And by man, I mean boy. Somehow, I don't know how you look one a boy's name up. And I will write him a card. And I will not put a return address on it. And I will drop it in the mail. And I will know that a boy received my card. And maybe he was autistic and it made him feel happy. And maybe his mother opened it and said, "What the hell is a man sending my son a card for with no return address?" They will dust for fingerprints. They will trace it back to you. And then you will be ended up as a clown. I completely forgot this news story. Clown reportedly tries to lure kids into the South Carolina woods. A neighborhood in South Carolina is on edge after a clown has been spotted trying to lure children into the woods. Managers of the Fleetwood Manor Apartments in Greenville have sent out a letter warning parents of the danger. The letter reminds the public that children should never be alone or walking through the woods at night. The property management in the letter indicates law enforcement is conducting a daily patrols in the property due to the reports. Donna Arnold, one of the people residing in the complex who received the letter, said she called the Greenville Sheriff Department to come out to Fleetwood Manor after her son and others reported seeing clowns behind the basketball court. Reported seeing clowns. I thought my child was seeing things, and then the next day, I had about 30 kids come up to me and say, "Did you see the clown in the woods?"
The talk of Fleetwood Manor Apartments, and it has most parents like Donna Arnold on high alert.
I thought my child was, you know, seeing things. The next day,
Oh my God, this lady! I thought my child was seeing things.
Parents like Donna Arnold on high alert.
I thought my child was, you know, seeing things. The next day, I had about 30 kids come up to me and say, "Did you see the clowns in the woods?"
Arnold says she called the Greenville County Sheriff's Office for help after her son and others around the complex said they saw clowns behind the basketball court.
And they finally sent people out here to check.
She is the oldest mother on earth. How does she even have a kid that's 14? She's got to be 62.
They did find some evidence.
And one woman.
They found some evidence of clown? What, his nose rolling along? Oh my God. I got some evidence of a clown.
Check. They did find some evidence.
And one woman we spoke to off camera says these kids aren't seeing things. She says she was walking back home when she spotted a clown in this area here waving at her.
And he said he seen them out there.
It's not illegal to be a clown in the woods. Show me one law that says it's illegal to be a clown in the woods.
Basketball coach. He told me that's my great-grandchild.
These clown sightings are not being taken lightly. The apartment complex...
Are you kidding me?
...sent out these flyers warning residents, and the scare has caused concern from a community activist.
Main reasons I'm over here to make sure we get a full understanding of what is law enforcement doing, because we have around 200 to 300 children out here.
What are the police doing about these clowns in the goddamn woods?
I want to make sure that law enforcement is doing the right thing.
Clowns might sound silly, but it's a situation parents are not finding funny and want the clowns caught.
To just be extreme.
There's no rule against it. You can't be caught.
Really careful. You know, you got to dot out I's and cross out T's at all times in a situation like this. And be aware and be alert at all times.
All right. This has been News with Nick for episode August 28th, 2016. Thank you, PCL members, for coming out. Thank you for continuing to support the show and get the PCL content. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and this has been News with Nick. I'd already said all those things, and please send an autistic child a card. Thank you. It's a useless waste of time.